Shoestring Radio Theater presents Comedy by Randy Parker and Nico Pimantle. Tonight's episode, Remote Control, produced by Monica Sullivan and directed by Randy Parker.
Parallax to Remote Control, Scout Ship number 3045B reporting. Remote Control, do you read me?
Scout Ship 3045B, this is Remote Control, Admiral Pismire. Identify yourself and state your business.
Captain Quiggle, sir. My ship is scouting for cyanacetylene in the Milky Way.
Your status report is early, Captain. What is the problem?
Sir, you're not going to believe this, but we have detected life in one of the solar systems.
You have?
Yes, sir, on the third planet from the sun.
Remarkable. Have you attempted contact?
Of course not, Admiral. I'm strictly following regulations. I contacted you as soon as my science officer notified me.
Good, good. Is the life form oxygen-based?
Yes, sir. It's a Class M planet.
Extraordinary. Are you receiving any transmissions from the planet?
Yes, sir. Both audio and video.
Did you say you're also getting video?
Yes, sir. The life form appears to use the broadcast medium to transmit arts and entertainment.
Phenomenal. It's been 200 years since we've discovered a life form this advanced. I don't want you to do anything until I've consulted with the High Council. In the meantime, just sit tight and don't do anything.
Yes, sir. Quiggle out.
Captain, remote control is on the comtel. It's Admiral Pismire.
Good. Patch him through.
Captain Quiggle, do you read me?
Yes, sir. Quiggle here.
Captain, you are to hold your position, but under absolutely no circumstance are you to make any contact with the life form. The High Council is sending out the top anthropologist to evaluate the situation, Dr. Sardanus Caduceus from the Tanzi Institute. He'll be rendezvousing with you in 3 days. Any questions?
No, sir.
Good. Pismire, out.
Dr. Caduceus, I'm Captain Quiggle. Welcome aboard the Parallax.
Thank you, Captain. Call me Sardanus. Tell me everything you know about this life form, Captain.
Well, not much, really. We detected the life form on the third planet from the sun. It's Class M. They're oxygen-based. We have been receiving both audio and video transmissions from the planet, so we know they are intelligent and have reached at least a rudimentary level of a technology.
Have you checked for life forms on other planets in the system?
Yes, that's the standard procedure. We've detected the life form only on this one planet, which means...
that they haven't yet achieved interplanetary travel. This is really an incredible find. The first life form we've detected in this quadrant of the universe. Imagine a chance to make the first contact with a new life form. I've been waiting my whole career for this chance. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Speaking of which, when are we going to make contact with the life form?
Very soon, but we do have to follow the proper procedures, which is why I'm here. The High Council sent me to evaluate the video transmissions coming from the planet. If they indicate that the life form has evolved the minimum acceptable level of intellect and civilization, then we can go ahead and make contact. Evaluating the transmissions is usually just a formality. There are only 2 cases in recorded history in which a contact had to be aborted because the transmissions did not meet the minimum requirements.
Won't the language barrier be a problem?
Young woman, I speak over 300 languages, including over 50 dialects. It will take me no more than 30 seconds to achieve a mastery of the language, sufficient for the purposes of this evaluation. All right, enough chit-chat. Let's get started. Do you have a facility where I can view the transmissions?
Yes, my science officer has made alterations to our absolute reality chamber so we can exhibit the transmissions. I understand the images are only two-dimensional. It seems the life form hasn't yet developed 3- or 4-dimensional technology.
Well, we should be able to show them a few things, then.
Doctor, we've logged on to the transmissions coming from one of the large landmasses in the planet's northern hemisphere. The yellow buttons on your control panel will allow you to change frequencies.
You mean these?
Exactly.
Okay, begin projection.
You're watching the Funeral Channel next. It's all new episodes of your favorite shows on an all new Thursday night. First, on an all new Mortuary Hour.
Tonight, on the Boxing Channel, Mike Tyson takes on Cicely Tyson in 12 rounds of...
Next on NBC, it's an all-nude Thursday night with all-nude episodes of your favorite shows. First, on an all-nude Sprout, Sprout rediscovers nature when she crusades to preserve nude beaches. Then, don't miss the all-nude series premiere of Flossom, starring Tooth Westheimer as a dentist who gives sexual advice on the side. Maritime Molar co-stars. And remember, you can catch all your favorite Thursday night shows, now shown on Saturday, except for the one which can be seen on Fridays, where half the shows are moving to Wednesday for a 2-week trial period, right here on NBC.
Not very promising.
Tonight on the Typing Channel, it's Keyboard News at 8, The Correction Ribbon Hour at 9, and Carriage Return Theater at 10.
Why settle for an ordinary sponge when now there's the new fast-acting splunge? We don't know exactly what it is or how it works. All we know is it works. The splunge picks up 63% more dirt than a soggy tissue, and it tastes great. The splunge. How did you live so long without it? Splunge not sold in Wyoming, Colorado, and parts of Utah. Price subject to doubling without notice. Use only when fermented.
Not very promising at all.
Next on Ned at Night, it's an all-old Thursday night with all-old episodes of your favorite shows. First, on an all-old Get Stupid, Mac poses as a tube of lipstick in order to infiltrate a deadly gang of Avon ladies. Then, on an all-old Oh, Rob! Millie recruits Laura to play a trick on Socks.
Welcome back. Pat Winterall along with John Maddening with the Dependables Halftime Summary. New and improved Dependables adult diapers. We've eliminated the leaks.
Disgusting.
Coming up on Bravo, Daniel Day-Lewis stars in My Right Foot, the compelling sequel to...
This is Classical Music Television. Hot classical music videos 24 hours a day coming up on CMTV. Hot tracks from Beethoven, Vivaldi, and Mozart. But first, it's the latest hit from Down Under.
Dreadful.
Tonight on CNN, it's an all-news Thursday night with all-news episodes of Moneyline, Crossfire, and...
Next on the Star Trek Channel. Join the crew of the Enterprise as they baldly go where no man has gone before in Star Trek X, The Search for New Toupees.
Good evening. Welcome to Inside Copy. Tonight, correspondent Sneak A Peek reports on Miami's hottest new donut shop, Pastries and Pasties. Music critic Pixie Whatley reviews prima donna's new hit single, I Love My Chest. And...
Oh my, this is most discouraging.
Departing contestants on Family Food will receive a complimentary case of Andre the Giant Champagne, the official beverage of the World Wrestling Federation.
You're watching TCT, Turner Colorization Television. Tonight, it's the world premiere presentation of Manhattan, the classic Woody Allen film in a newly restored print, cropped and in color for the first time on television.
This is an atrocity. Turn it off. I've seen more than enough. What a waste.
Doctor?
It's an utter travesty. This life form is a joke. They don't even come close to meeting the minimum standards. In fact, I'm going to recommend a moratorium on travel to this sector. This life form won't be ready for contact for at least another 2,000 years. There goes my Wurlitzer Prize down the tubes. What a waste. Captain... Set an intercept course for the closest transport vessel and get us out of here. And get me remote control on the Comtel. Admiral Pismire's not gonna believe this. I can't believe I came all the way out here just...
Houston Control, this is the Intrepid.
Space Shuttle Intrepid, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Houston, we are detecting an unidentified flying object on the dark side of the moon.
Intrepid, repeat your last transmission.
I repeat, we are detecting an unidentified... No, wait a second. It's disappeared. Must have been a sensor glitch. Sorry. Cancel previous message, Intrepid out.
Roger that. Houston out.
Remote Control starred Jim Shepard as Dr. Caduceus, T.O.P.K. as Quiggle, and Racer Stevens as Pismire, with additional voices by John DeBernard, Monica Sullivan, Nico P. Mantle, and Randy Parker.